Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio, and we'd like to thank all of you out there who helped us and committed during our last fundraiser to keep us going. We would not be here without your continued financial support. And any of you that would like to become members, if you're not yet a member, you can do so securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR in a few seconds. We'll be back at 12:06, and we'll have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants in New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. General Motors has agreed to pay a record $35 million fine for failing to report problems with the ignition switch in some of its vehicles that resulted in the airbag not deploying. NPR's Brian Naylor reports it's the largest fine ever levied against an automaker.
The Department of Transportation says GM failed to report the ignition switch defect in a timely manner. The company waited nearly 10 years after it first discovered the problem to begin recalling the vehicles in February. The ignition problem causes some Chevy Cobalt, Saturn Ions, and other cars to shut off, disabling the airbags. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
What GM did was break the law. They failed to meet their public safety obligations.
Fox says the $35 million penalty, the largest the government can currently levy, should put all automakers on notice. There is no excuse and zero tolerance for failing to notify the government of safety problems. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
And today, another GM recall, this time involving 8,200 mid-sized cars that may have problems with their front brakes. The recall affects 2014 Buick LaCrosse and Chevrolet Malibu models. It is the sixth recall GM has announced this week and the 24th this year. Medicare officials have reversed their decision to deny an Arizona man's plea for treatment with costly new hepatitis drugs. Reporter Richard Knox says the decision has wider implications.
A private health plan that administers Medicare's drug benefits twice denied Walter Bianco's claim to use two expensive new drugs that cure more than 90% of patients with hepatitis C. But after NPR and Kaiser Health News reported on Bianco's case this week, federal Medicare officials reviewed the decision. As a result, the Arizona health plan that administers his Medicare drug benefits reversed its denial. That means he will get the two-drug treatment, which costs about $150,000. But the decision affects many others who are approaching liver failure because of Hep C infection. Medicare says it will follow new treatment guidelines from doctor groups that endorse the two-drug regimen, even though it hasn't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. For NPR News, I'm Richard Knox.
Thousands of residents of two Southern California neighborhoods are being allowed to return home a day after a fire forced them to evacuate. The blaze in San Marcos was 10% contained as of this morning. The region is dealing with several wildfires that have destroyed several homes and businesses. In Escondido, resident Jim Buchanan says he spent most of the past 2 days protecting his home and came really close to losing it all.
It hit a brush pile in the middle of a field out back of me, skipped over my neighbor's house, got the two next door. And after that, I thought this was going to be it. And then the fire truck showed up.
Buchanan speaking to NBC. Dow is down 19 points. This is NPR News. This weekend brings the 60th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in the Brown versus Board of Education case. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama will mark the anniversary at the White House this afternoon.
President Obama plans to meet with the families of the plaintiffs who brought the school desegregation case, as well as some of the attorneys who argued it. The High Court's unanimous decision in Brown reversed a six-decade-old precedent that allowed separate but equal schools for African Americans. White House spokesman Jay Carney said this week it's obviously an important anniversary.
This was a landmark decision that went at one of the core issues around civil rights and access to education for African Americans. And it's one of the most important decisions that the Supreme Court ever issue.
First Lady Michelle Obama is also marking the anniversary by visiting Topeka, Kansas, where the case originated. She's meeting with high school students in a college preparatory program. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Some upbeat economic data are out. Home construction in April increased by its fastest pace in 6 months, though it was driven by a surge in building of apartments and condos, a volatile sector of housing. The Commerce Department says builders broke ground on a seasonally adjusted annual rate of more than 1 million homes. That marks a more than 13% jump from the month before. Meanwhile, unemployment rates are down in the vast majority of the country. The Labor Department reports rates fell last month in 43 states. They were unchanged in 5 and rose in 2 states. Analysts note more people are getting hired. Employers have added jobs in more than a third of the country. Dow is off 23 points at 16,423. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Novo Nordisk, committed to innovation in diabetes care for over 90 years. More at novonordisk-us.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Then, of course, at 4 p.m., All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. That's followed by Selective Shorts at 6 p.m., and then at 7 p.m., music continues with Lee Kleinpeter and the program Big Band Swings and Other Things, followed at 9 p.m. by Joanna Devine's Avalon Variety Hour. And at 10 p.m. tonight, stay tuned for Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. Right now, we're going to venture back to 1966 and a festival that took place in San Francisco at the time. And we're going to listen to Big Mama Thornton, backed up by the Muddy Waters Blues Band.
Yes, I'm alone in this here town. Down. I need a penny to call my man. You know I need a penny, don't you understand? My baby told me when I left home that he was just a pity, child, that would make me glad. My baby told me when I left home that he was near at the telephone. I'm talking about a penny, don't you understand? I need a penny. Lane. Get another drink of wine.
Thank you. of the blues.
Debbie Davies from her disc Round Every Corner, her rendition of the Lowell Fulson tune, Room with a View of the Blues. Debbie on guitar and vocals. She's had a number of discs out over the years, and she first sort of came to national attention as far as blues audiences were concerned when she worked for, I think it was 3 years, in the Albert Collins Band. She was preceded by Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton, who opened up the fourth hour of the blues here on KRVS for this Friday. We heard Big Mama Thornton, again recorded in San Francisco back in 1966, being backed up by the Muddy Waters Blues Band. Big Mama Thornton did Gimme a Penny. And next year on KRVS, Chicago blues diva Shirley Johnson from her 2009 disc Blues Attack. Shirley Johnson with a number called You're Just Using Me.
Say you love me, though you say you do. If you really love me, you wouldn't treat me the way you do. You just using me, baby, and I guess you know it's true. You just using me, baby, the way that I've been using you. Say you'll always be there, love me till the end. What I need with a man, worse than a no good friend. You just using me, baby, and I guess you know it too. You just using me, baby, the way that I've been using you. Till the end, what I need with a man, worse than a no good friend. You just using me, baby, and I guess you know it too. You just using me, baby, the way that I've been using you. You just using me.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Donnie Broussard and the Louisiana Stars, and Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
November of 1951, that was Elmore James on guitar and vocals of this classic, Dust My Broom. He, early in 1952, he had reached the top 10 of the R&B charts at the time. There was a story that he was too shy to record in a studio. It just made him too nervous. He could sing on stage, but being in the studio made him too nervous. And the story goes is that Sonny Boy Williamson II, who was playing blues harp on this particular track, they were in a band together. Sonny Boy sort of tricked him into recording this particular tune. I don't know if that story's apocryphal or not, but it's a great story, and this one recording helped launch Elmore James's career. Of course, the tune Dust My Broom is an old Robert Johnson number. Before we heard Elmore James with Sonny Boy Williamson, we heard Shirley Johnson from her disc Blues Attack. Shirley Johnson, a Chicago blues diva, she did a tune called You Just Using Me. We're going to turn next to Sonny Boy Williamson II. We just heard him backing up Elmore James on Dust My Broom. We're going to go up to 1964, a year before his passing. He still sounds very good at this point. Here is Sonny Boy Williamson II, Rice Miller, or Alec Miller, his real name. Sonny Boy along with Lafayette Leak on piano and Buddy Guy on guitar doing a number called Close to Me.
I want to get close to me, baby. I just want you to get close to me, baby. Get close to me, baby. I want you to be close to me all the time. I want you to be so close to me till I can feel the blood running warm down my spine. I want you to be close to me, baby. It's white on rice. I want to get close to me, baby. There's spots on the dice. I want to get close. Chinese twins, I want to get close to me, baby. Just like you can. I want you to be so close all the time until the blood run warm down my spine. I want to be close, close to me like white on rice, close to my little girl like the spots on dice. I want to be close to my little girl. It's at your hand. I want to be so close to me. We look like Chinese twins. I want to be so close all the time until I can feel the blood running warm down my spine, Lord. Blood running down my spine. I want to be so close to me, little girl. I can smell the white from the sheet. So close to me, little girl, just like hair on a sheet. I want to be close to me, little girl. I want to be close to me all the time. I want to be so close to me till I can feel it. Blood running warm down my spine.
My battery charge, 35, please don't do me wrong. Well, then drive my down floor, my mouth. Ooh, since I've been gone, I ain't blind my life, and my heart won't even blow. She got a bad designated baby. Ooh, baby, way down below. Heaven's the highwayman. Please don't block the road. Ooh, please don't block the road.
Yeah, she in Brooklyn, she got to go.
Johnny Shines, recorded in 1965, a number he calls Dynaflow Blues. It's actually, of course, Terraplane Blues, a tune Robert Johnson recorded in 1936, and which was Robert Johnson's best-selling record in his own lifetime. Dynaflow in the car, it's sort of interesting. Dynaflow is a transmission that General Motors put out in the late 40s, actually. First tested it in World War II, and by the time Johnny Shines recorded this song, General Motors had discontinued the production of the Dynaflow transmission. But I don't know, Johnny Shines, I guess, thought it was a good substitute title. Johnny Shines, of course, was a protege of Robert Johnson, traveled around with him for a while in the 1930s. Before we heard Johnny Shines, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II, a.k.a. Rice Miller, a.k.a. Alec Miller. We heard him from 1964 doing a number called Close to Me. He was claimed to be present at the juke joint where Robert Johnson was poisoned in August of 1938. In fact, he told Robert Johnson, according to Sonny Boy, he told him not to drink from the alleged poison bottle of whiskey. Anyway, interesting stories in the blues. We're going to turn to Robert Johnson next here on KRVS. Here's Johnson from his Dallas recording sessions of 1937. Johnson with an adaptation of a Petey Wheatstraw tune. Most of Robert Johnson's blues were a derivative of earlier recordings. What made him so remarkable was his stellar technique, the perfection of the tunes, and also the wide variety of styles and blues that he did record. He was definitely not limited in that. Robert Johnson from 37 with Little Queen of Spades.
She is a little queen of spades, and the men will not let her be. She is a little queen of spades, and the men will not let her be. Every time she makes a spread, fat brown coat, she just runs all over me. Gonna get me a gambling woman. That's the last thing that I do. Gonna get me a gambling woman. That's the last thing that I do. Well, a man don't need a woman. Who's fair brown that he got to give all his money to. Everybody says she got a mojo. Now she's been using that stuff. Everybody says she got a mojo. Cause she's been using that stuff. Now she got a way trimming down. Fair brown and I mean it's most too tough. Now, little girl, since I'm in the king, baby, and you is a queen. Since I am the king, baby, and you is a queen. Let's us put our heads together. Ooh, fair brown, then we can make our money green.
Want me? Buy me a brand new rocking chair. Yeah. Well, my baby, she says she's gonna buy me a brand new rocking chair. Get back home now, baby. She says she's gonna rock your way from me. I said, now look, baby, baby, don't you rock so soon. I said, look here now, baby, honey, don't you rock so soon. If you do now, little woman, I just swear somebody sure gonna have your room. Well, she rocks me in the morning, and she rocks me little fall day. She rocks me in the morning, she rocks me little fall day, yeah. Well, rock me so now, sweet mama, well, I can't come out to Chicago no more. See, my baby said, done, ain't gonna rock me no more. Well, my baby say, ain't gonna rock me no more. As she do now, little black man, I said, now, down the road you may go. Now, now, baby, honey, she done quit rocking me now. Yeah. Now, baby, honey, she done quit rocking me now. Well, she told me now we pull that daddy, just want to rock you anyhow. Bad man.
For March of 1941, that was Robert Pettway with a number called Rockin' Chair Blues. Pettway, an interesting character. Very little is known about him, his birth date, that sort of thing, what happened to him in the end. But he recorded 16 songs in Chicago back in the early 1940s. One of them was Catfish Blues. I guess that's his best-known piece. And, of course, it was probably his version that Muddy Waters took to make his song Rolling Stone. Pettway's also said to have been an influence on John Lee Hooker and even Jimi Hendrix, and definitely his friend Tommy McLennan. Robert Pettway on guitar and vocals. And, of course, before we heard Pettway, we heard the much better-known Robert Johnson. We heard Johnson from 1937 doing Little Queen of Spades. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to somebody that got to hear Charlie Patton live, Robert Johnson, and a number of others. We're talking about Chester Arthur Burnett, better known as Howling Wolf. We're going to go to London in May of 1970 and listen to a tune that Wolf first recorded in the summer of 1961, written by Willie Dixon. But we're going to go to this version of The Red Rooster because it has an outtake of Howling Wolf and Eric Clapton and a couple of other guys talking about how they're going to arrange this tune, how they ought to do it. The Howling Wolf sessions, of course, were a brainchild of the Chess Records people, Chess Brothers. They wanted to associate their blues artists like Howling Wolf with a lot of the British blues rock luminaries like Eric Clapton and a number of others. From the Howling Wolf sessions, again, this is from May of 1970. Here's The Red Rooster.
If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Showing you how it goes, you know now how you and Hubert take it.
Right.
Now you play it that way.
You sure you wouldn't like? Why don't you play acoustic on it?
No.
With us, man. If you play with us, Wolf, then we'd be able to follow you better.
No, listen,
you were doing it right then, man.
You're there.
That's how we should record it. I can follow you. I can see what you're doing.
Really, man? You just sit there and do it.
Well,
it's so cool.
All right, let everybody get together there, and we'll try to make it.
Okay, let's try. But I doubt if I can do it without you.
Oh, man, come on. He ain't got nothing to do with the counting off and change on, and you know, when you say one, two, three, four, you change. And he drops in when you say, you say boom.
Keep everything in.
Howling Wolf, Hubert Sumlin, Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts. From the London Howling Wolf sessions of May of 1970, their take on the Red Rooster, the Willie Dixon composition. Next on KRVS, we're going to turn to somebody that was a part of that era that of Howling Wolf back in the 1950s and quite a number of other great Chicago blues artists. We're talking about Matt Guitar Murphy. He recorded a bit with Memphis Slim, the great pianist, also with Sonny Boy Williamson II, played guitar on some of his classics. And he was also in both of the Blues Brothers movies. He was a character married to Aretha Franklin in those movies. Matt Guitar Murphy. For years, he was under-recorded as a solo artist, and Antone's Records helped rectify that, as did Roche Records. He had a stroke a while back, which really limits his playing, but we're going to go back to the year 2000, listen to Matt Guitar Murphy. From the disc Lucky Charms, here's Murphy with Time to Move On.
Thank you. coffee tastes like mud. You know your wine tastes like vinegar, and your coffee tastes like mud. Yeah, you know you walk like Daffy Duck, and you talk like Elmer Fudd.
Irma Thomas, recorded at Ultrasonic Studios in New Orleans back in 1992. That was David Torkanowski on keys. I never fool nobody but me. Prior to hearing Irma Thomas, we heard Matt Guitar Murphy from a disc called Lucky Charm. Matt Guitar Murphy doing a number called Time to Move On. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a couple of minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with host Roger Cash. Then at 4 p.m., stay tuned for news, national and international news from NPR. At 6, selected shorts will be airing, and at 7 p.m., Lee Kleinpeter takes the air chair with Big Band Swings and Other Things. And, of course, at 9 o'clock, Joanna Devine will be hosting the Avalon Variety Hour. And at 10 p.m., James Van Way takes the chair with Out on the Fringe. And, of course, a lot of great music coming your way all day tomorrow, a lot of great Cajun Creole and Zydeco music. And this program is brought to you in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. And those of you who may not yet be members, if you'd like to become a member, you can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. To take us on up to the top of the hour, Cephas and Wiggins from their disc Somebody Told the Truth with a few bars of a number called Burn Your Bridges. Have a great weekend.
Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.